This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to Sunday's Supplement.
Sunday's Supplement.
That's Izzy doing her Charlotte Green impression, I think.
BBC Radio Sunday Supplement.
I don't think they've got a radio station like that.
I don't think they do. They have a lot of radio stations, the Beeb, though.
They
a
do.
Lot.
That's the digital age for you.
I listen to Radio 4, and I listen to Radio 7, and I listen to Radio 6 for John Richardson, and I listen to Radio 1 because I'm forced to, and I listen to Radio 2 because Chris Evans is king.
That's just a list of things that you go into your ears. And Cotton Buds.
And I listen to Cotton Buds, but they're not as good as Chris Evans.
They're better than Radio 1, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, this week we have something special for you, but I'm not telling you what.
Is it our readers' birthdays today?
Yeah, everyone's birthday today. Happy birthday, readers.
Which makes us all, what, is it Virgos or Capri Suns?
Capri Suns.
If so, we've all got exactly the same month coming up.
Yeah, which is good.
That would be September.
Yeah. I'm quite pleased because I've actually found something I like about alcohol this week.
What?
Yeah.
Simon, who doesn't like drinking, it's rotten crops done.
Yeah, I found that it's really good for a word game. You can take any noun and add ED to the end of it and say it in such a way that it will always mean that you were really drunk last night. I was utterly tea-toweled last night.
I was totally rugged.
Brilliant, isn't it?
I went for a fabric option. I just thought, I've got to outdo your tea towel. What's bigger than a tea towel? A rug.
I was masking taped last night. Stenciled.
Wankered. Oh, whoops.
Minged.
What sort of noun is a Ming?
Ming? He's an emperor, so he's a proper noun.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were loved last night. Aww. Who's the lucky alcohol?
But no, love isn't a noun, is it?
It's an abstract noun. Ha! That's what it is. Thank you, Mrs. Crawford. I remember that very well. Yes.
What paper did you buy this week, Isabel? I was Isabelled last night.
Yes, I bought The Independent because I like The Independent and it had a huge big page article called The Geek's Revenge and I thought, oh, brilliant! At last, we're going to have a guy biting the head off chickens. It's going to be brilliant. But no, it's Seth Rogen.
I got the Sunday Express.
Why do you always get that? I think you get that when you're hungry and you want a pizza.
Oh, you think I confuse it for Italian dough-based products?
Yeah.
I was dough-based producted last night.
I think you are a dough-based product.
Someone told me off this morning about how much we talked about Paul Daniels last week.
Really?
Yeah.
What, did they stop you in the street and just say, hey, done, I know who you are, and that's too much Paul Daniels? But now he's back in my head and I've got that little pixie man doing his magic. I've never actually seen him do a trick, but I imagine they involve a lot of white doves.
Right, so that's the Express versus the Independent this week. Let's find out who's got the best.
Let's find out how easily I win.
Time to talk about what we're going to cut out and keep then. And I might actually physically cut something out of one of my supplements and keep it this week.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're only saying that because you were so staircased last night.
No, I'm saying it because I've kind of reverted to being a teenage boy. There's a gorgeous, amazing, fabulous picture of Charlene Spiteri.
Oh, yeah, from Texas.
She looks amazing. She's got long shoulder-length hair, which I haven't seen her with hair like that before. So it might be an old picture, but it's a good picture.
So basically you're saying that you should win because you have found a masturbatory aid.
No, I'm saying that I might cut that out and actually keep it.
Where will you keep it, Simon?
I won't really. I just wanted to tell you that I found a good picture of Charlene Spiteri, that was all.
Right, because I don't think you should win with that.
Oh no, that's not what I'm offering up.
Oh, it's not what you're offering up. You just thought you'd just say, hey, I'm going to perv on Charlene Spiteri. I think everybody pervs on Charlene Spiteri. Men, women, children.
Yeah, and exactly. And she's in that pop video with Alan Rickman.
Yes, she is in that pop video with Alan Rickman. And I want to scratch her eyes out.
Right. My article that I'm going to cut out and keep is called Lettuce Praise.
Lettuce Praise, as in like rocket?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Everyone likes to feel appreciated, but did you realise how much good just one kind word can do?
Fuck off.
It's an article about this woman who realised that she was constantly criticising her young child.
As you would, because young children are rubbish. They don't do anything right.
She got really upset that his first word was no, and she realised that this was because she was constantly criticising him. So she did some research into how useful praise was, and she says that, yeah, a good word of praise is something everyone really craves.
F*** off.
But she goes on to say that too much of it obviously is a bad thing and it just becomes meaningless, which is also true. I like praise and it's nice when someone you respect gives you praise. But I think from a creative perspective, I think constructive criticism is much better.
Well, yeah, but of a toddler?
Yeah, off a toddler, why not?
I think what you're doing lacks originality, young Timmy.
Yeah, it also reminded me of a thing that I saw on telly, I think it was. It might have been YouTube. I confuse the two these days. About the best way to get someone to like you is to ask them to do a favour. So Izzy, can you do me a favour?
No.
Can you just sort of tell me your outkeep?
Well, I'm just really disappointed with yours, because it's basically, hey, want to know the bleeding obvious? Well, here's the bleeding obvious. Whereas, my paper, I've actually gone into the money section.
Really?
Yeah, there's a few good articles elsewhere, but the money section. And this was the most cynical, middle class, looking down the nose at poor people thing that I found. It is the Victorian solution that's letting Britons cover the cost of living in the modern world.
What?
This is all about 3G families.
3G?
Yeah, meaning three generations all living together because they can't afford to move out. Woo! Yeah! Victorian solution, living together in cramped conditions. Yeah!
Wow.
Woo!
But Victorian houses used to be quite big. Like, modern houses are tiny.
Yeah, one mortgage, one set of fuel bills, and two built-in babysitters. It's so depressing.
Did you know that Queen Victoria was a cokehead?
I did not.
Yeah, she took cocaine on a recreational basis.
Well, who takes cocaine on a professional basis? Who has to take cocaine?
The drug testers.
What, the dogs?
Yeah. This isn't a joke, right? In the paper in the middle of the week, there was an article about the new breed of sniffer dogs that can sniff out plastic so that they can find illegal DVD imports.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I really, really resent cocaine. Literally, at uni, I was around all of these, like, free everything, free love, free near, kind of modern-day hippies. And they'd sort of like go, yeah, free the porpoise and look after the little poor people, right? You know, they were all going to Bristol University and very, very, you know, well off. Hello. But we got to. You don't understand. They won't speak up for themselves. And they'd all go to parties and do cocaine. And that cocaine got here in a 13-year-old girl's stomach.
Yeah.
And you're just like, no, that's not right. That's really the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
What you want to do to yourself is fine by me, but...
Oh, no, there's nothing worse than talking to someone who's coked up. Actually, there's one thing worse than talking to someone who's coked up. Talking to someone who's drunk.
Well, you're only saying that because you're completely lead piping'd up last night.
That one doesn't work.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Boated.
Boated, yeah, you could have boated. Or cruised.
Well, no, you can't say that.
Okay.
That has other connotations.
Because you know you have bladdered. What about spleened?
Yeah, appendixed.
Appendixed, I like that. Indexed. No.
I was indexed last night. That's pretty good.
I was utterly indexed
last night. I was credit crunched, yeah.
I was credit crunched like a bitch.
Paving stoned.
Ooh, nice. That's a bit stronger than alcohol.
So basically what you're saying is you have that.
Yeah, no, it's a horrible, cynical article. I thought it was quite funny. Either Esther Shaw, who wrote it, has recently moved back in with her mum and dad and is trying to feel better about it, or she feels guilty for having her own house and therefore says, oh, it's okay for all of these poor people to live together. It's just like Victorian times where things were happier. We had snow on Christmas Day. Hot.
That actually reminds me of an article that I've sort of skimmed over, talking about waste not, want not, and how proper food at the right price and nothing thrown away, that's how grandma fed the family in harder times than these. Can it still be done today? I really don't know. Is there really a credit crunch?
It seems to be hitting mainly first-time buyers who have bought a new house and the mortgage has just gone whoosh. I think the average is £19,000 houses have decreased by now. Each house has gone down by £90,000.
They've gone down on people for £19,000. I don't think I'd want a house to go down on me.
It's really the imagined problem, I think. Because most people are just like, oh, petrol's gone up a bit. Oh, that means I can't go out to the restaurant this week, or I can't afford to buy those shoes I wanted. Oh, well. And that's kind of the length of it.
We're probably living quite a cosseted existence. There's probably people being chucked out on the streets and everything. So there we go. That's what we're going to cut out and keep.
That's a really depressing end to this.
Yeah, you started it.
I did not start it. You started it with your article about bloody Charlene Spiteri.
What a really nice thing. And you ended it with, oh, we've all lost our jobs. Oh well.
Yeah, we're all going to end our lives in poverty, Simon. Hooray!
Right, Izzy.
Yeah?
We have to be on our best behaviour now.
Why?
We got guests.
Oh!
Right, have you got your posh frock on?
Oh, I'll put it on. And oh, it's a bit small.
Your Sunday shoes.
I've only got those caterpillar boots.
Okay. We're basically welcome now, Mr. Tom Greaves, who's a good friend of ours. He's a stand-up, that's how we met him. But he's also, even more impressively, we think, a speechwriter for the Conservative Party.
Ah!
So we can't be accused of preaching to the choir, which is great. And he's written for Sebastian Coe, Lord Coe, and, oh yeah, Boris Johnson. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
How are you?
Very, very good. Slightly trepidatious, but good.
Oh, good use of the word trepidatious. I'm impressed already.
That's what I do.
It's what you do for a living, in fact, yeah. Basically, Izzy and I are so focused on what happens on Sundays that we don't really know what's going on for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So we've decided we're going to get people in to tell us what's going on for the rest of the week. And that's your job this week.
It's an honour.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You know you're not getting paid, don't you?
That's why it's an honour. It's exclusively an honour as opposed to a job.
Fair enough. Okay, so did you buy a paper this week?
Yes, I did. I bought several. And in fact, I've only managed to find anything of interest in a paper today.
I wish to say we're recording this on a Saturday.
It's mental. I don't like Saturdays.
I've come in and everything's changed.
You've thrown the whole dynamic out the window.
Despite being a conservative, I'm messing with the system. Counterintuitive, isn't it?
So what paper did you get?
Equally counterintuitively, I got The Guardian.
You're not a proper Tory.
What's your definition of a proper Tory?
Blood drinking.
Yeah, blood drinking.
Well, on that definition, I'm absolutely a dyed-in-the-wool Tory.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You drink blood. Well, I suppose everyone does to a certain extent.
If I cough it up from my lungs and then there's nowhere to...
Unless you're vegetarian.
Yeah, but vegetarians, can you... If you eat yourself, is that... Are vegetarians allowed to eat themselves?
I think they'd have to have a very flexible backbone.
That's every schoolboy's dream.
I've got a friend who was, I'm pretty sure, was in the ended up in the SAS, and he, we were having a drink once, and he began telling me what to do in the event of having to eat yourself to survive. He gave me an order in which you should eat your fingers. Because obviously you don't want to eat your thumb unless absolutely necessary.
So little finger first, I suppose.
Oh, ring finger first, surely.
I think it might have been ring finger first, actually, yeah.
What about guitaring?
I think if you've got to the stage where you have to eat your own hand, musical concerns are secondary or even tertiary.
I've always wondered how you would pick your fingers up if they all fell off.
You'd have to do it with your teeth, with your mouth, wouldn't you?
Or your toes.
How would you eat your own jaw?
You'd have to liquefy it.
But then how do you eat it, is it?
I don't know, I'm not a conservative.
You'd have to drink it, wouldn't you? I'm not sure if David Cameron's got a policy on this.
I'm not sure David Cameron's got a policy.
He can't go into the next election without a comprehensive range of policies. You could write to him as a concerned constituent, Izzy, because he's your MP.
Oh, shut up.
Your MP, that is true.
Don't make me feel dirty.
You should write to him and ask him which finger he would eat first.
Yes. Write it in very, very neat handwriting.
But with a trail of blood just following it slightly. Right, so... did you find anything of worth in the evil liberal Guardian?
Well, to be honest with you, I was rather impressed with the Guardian. A lot of the articles are actually quite good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a journalist called Lucy Mangan who is great, although I must declare an interest, which is that I know her. but I've alighted on a nice little esoteric story because I know that you're keen on those things.
What does esoteric mean, Izzy?
It's like a posh word meaning a bit stupid.
Oh, okay.
That's not right at all.
I know.
Very clever. It means...
I know what it means. I do actually.
You're taunting me as well.
I'm taunting you, yeah.
He lives near Taunton.
Oh, God, no. No. Geographical puns, no.
Why not? You were mocking me about having Cameron as my MP. If we're going to go into geography, I can so whoop you.
Yeah, but you lose because you have David Cameron as your MP.
Well, according to Tom, that means I win, doesn't it, Tom?
I'm sure he's an excellent constituency representative, as well as the next Prime Minister.
Moving on. So your esoteric bon mot.
Yeah. There's an election in the United States of America.
Is there?
For the position of president, which is kind of like chief executive of the whole country.
Is that like the Prime Minister of America?
It's more like the Queen in a way, because the President's head of state, which of course the Prime Minister isn't.
But the Queen doesn't have a foreign policy portfolio.
She doesn't, although she makes a lot of foreign policy visits.
She has holidays.
And provides much needed continuity, which is one of the many advantages of a constitutional monarchy.
Which one's the Queen then, McCain or Obama?
Well, in the South Carolina primaries of 2000, I think there were some dirty suggestions that McCain was a queen, but they would, of course, have been utterly slanderous.
Well, also, Bush made some very slanderous accusations about him in the 2000 election, didn't he?
It is alleged that supporters of his campaign did, yes.
Oh, he's proper professional, isn't he?
I was having an argument about whether Bush was stupid or not.
Okay. Well, he's not stupid, clearly.
He's not.
He's inarticulate, and we've talked about the fact that he suffers from stage fright as well.
Yeah.
So what's happening over in the provinces then, overseas?
In the rebel colonies.
Yeah.
They are electing a president who, of course, we won't recognise. It's a fascinating election because a guy called Barack Obama, of whom you may have read, has become the official Democratic nominee for president as opposed to just the presumptive nominee. Mm-hmm. And he made a great big speech.
A great big speech.
He does a lot of them, to be fair. He doesn't do little ones.
Well, I meant it was a big speech and it was great.
Oh, a great big speech.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I see. Am I right in thinking that Hillary came on halfway through the voting and said, no, we should stop voting now and just assume that he's winning? Did she do that?
I think that's right. I think they avoided the full roll call, if memory serves. If memory serves, it happened the other day. But I mean, I think that's right. I think that's right.
They just wanted to get to the balloons.
I think that kind of undermines the concept of democracy, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we're talking about Hillary Clinton here, who thinks that she should have won even though she got less votes. Fewer votes.
Didn't she actually get more votes, but fewer delegates?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
And she got more of the key votes as well, I think, in the key demographics that they need to win.
That's right.
And McCain is actually now, I think, slightly ahead in all sorts
really?
Of polls. Yeah, it's going to be very, very close.
This is the thing that's overlooked in this country, I think, partly because they wish it to be so. The European media have often given the impression that Barack Obama's a shoo-in, which actually he very much isn't.
He's less of a shoo-in than Hillary, isn't he?
I mean, that's always been the theory. I remember reading... Certain to win.
Yeah. So this article.
Yeah, it's by Gary Young. Yeah. And he's one of the mainstays of The Guardian. And he really makes the point that this was a genuinely immensely historical event, which it was. And the interesting thing is that McCain felt obliged to acknowledge that himself and put out a 30-second advert essentially saying, we'll get back to the political fight tomorrow, but congratulations, Barack Obama, on making history.
Oh, wow.
And he has. And I mean, I think, you know, it would be wrong to downplay the significance of it or to say that this is all kind of cosmetic and not really what the election's about. The fact that a black man has now got a very good chance of becoming president is immensely significant.
He's just as much white as he is black, to be fair.
Yeah, it doesn't always work like that, though.
Oh, okay.
In America.
Sorry, I'm not a racist. No, Tom.
No, I'm not a racist either. And any accusation to that effect would be... actionable.
Libelous, in fact.
We're
dealing with professionals. It was libelous because it's in print.
Is it in print?
If we actually air it, yeah.
Transcript.
Right.
Yeah, a transcript of the show and you can take me to court and I can go, I don't know.
We certainly would get a transcript if you accused me of being racist on air to your ever-burgeoning audience.
No, I didn't. You just said that out of the blue. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I could be judiciously editorial at this point.
Yeah.
But then, of course, McCain has stepped into the kind of historical breach himself with his selection of Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska.
Indeed.
Which I think, we were talking about this before we started recording, but I think is a stroke of genius on his part.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that Alaska had any people in it.
It has very few. Most sizable and least popular state.
But it does have a lot of oil.
It does.
But it's under pretty things, so you can't drill there. Because that's what President Bartlett said.
To be honest, all of my experience of American politics is the West Wing.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very good starting point. The West Wing's fantastic. I met John Spencer once.
Really?
When I was working as a politico in Westminster, Channel 4, who were around the corner from Conservative Central Office, very kindly invited us and various other political people. Fiona McTaggart, MP, was there to what was then a preview of the first episode of the next series of The West Wing. So it was, I think, the one where he announces he's going to run for re-election. And John Spencer came over and gave a short and very agreeable talk and sort of circled the room afterwards and met him, had a brief chat. One of my friends was kind enough to tell him how much I fancy Emily Proctor, who played Ainsley Hayes. It didn't lead to a date, unfortunately, but he was delightful. And
how little was he?
He was fairly short. I'd say he was probably about 5'8". He wasn't extremely short.
5'8" is not short.
It's average height, isn't it? Sorry. Izzy and I are both quite tall, aren't we?
Yes. Well, we're proper sized.
I want it to be noted that it's Izzy who's been making fascistic remarks, not me, during this show.
Well, I feel that you're letting your side down, and I want to help out.
Did he have the big actor's head? Was he top heavy?
He had a broad, expansive face. He was great. You see, I'd loved him for years because I was a big LA Law fan, and he was Tommy Mullaney in LA Law. So, real thrill to meet him. What was interesting was he said that he was a liberal and stuff, but he'd met President Bush, as he called him, because they're very polite, even if they're anti, they always call him the president. Mm-hmm. He'd met Bush a few days before and said he thought he was a good man.
A lot of people have said that he's incredibly charming.
Yeah.
On a one-on-one basis.
It would obviously be ludicrous if he wasn't.
Yeah, because he'd have to be to get to be president.
Yeah.
But I want to make a brief point, which is that this is from the main body of the paper, not the supplements, this article. Also, I had to look at the supplements of the same paper, and they've got an entire article about tap water and how actually, you know how we all think that legally restaurants have to serve tap water? They don't!
So, Tom, what are you going to take back to Conservative Party HQ regards this policy? We want free tap water. Is there going to be a policy out of this?
You want free tap water?
Yeah.
In restaurants? Or do you want water to be free at the point of use in all homes?
The second one.
Sounds a bit socialist.
Right.
He doesn't look happy.
Because the word free is misleading, isn't it? And people say the NHS is free. And most assuredly is not free. Many of its services are free at the point of delivery, which is profoundly different.
I won't have a word said about the NHS.
You won't have a word said about the NHS?
At all, it doesn't exist.
What if I say it's great? I, as do my Conservative colleagues, passionately support the NHS. I do.
Oh, no, it's true. You're not libertarians, are you?
No, I'm not remotely libertarian.
Anyway, do you really want to...
I'm authoritarian.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so basically we've learned that there's an election happening in the United States.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. They're embracing democracy.
And if you're going to eat your fingers, eat your ring finger first. And John Spencer's head's...
Broad and expansive.
Broad and expansive.
And we didn't want to talk about Boris Johnson, which is amazing.
So we'll have to have you back.
I think that was very skillful of me. Do you want to know who I want to win the presidential election?
Is it you?
No. I whatever clamour there might be from the Americans, I wouldn't be interested. But I've got a stand-up career to pursue. Do you know what? I can't quite make my mind up, because although I absolutely would prefer John McCain's domestic policy and am a Republican, I do have qualms about some of his foreign policies. And also, as insipid as this sounds, I do think it would do America a lot of good to have a black president. So I'm slightly conflicted. I'd probably vote for McCain, but I think Obama's going to win. I've thought that for some time. Although actually the polls suggest it's very close. And certainly he could lose, which a lot of the European media doesn't seem to acknowledge.
What's Poland got to do with it anyway? Why do the polls have to say?
And why are they got to be in a field when they say it?
Yeah, got to stick a pole in a field. That's just me.
When you write to David Cameron about finger eating, add that as well. I do actually know people who work in David Cameron's correspondence unit. I may have to tip them off this is going to happen.
He has a correspondence unit. Is that people who read his letters?
He gets thousands and thousands of letters. He can't possibly read them all individually. I'm sorry if this shatters some illusion.
Here you were not 10 minutes ago advocating his worth as a good constituent.
I think he probably does read all of his letters. Actually, he would read all his letters as an MP, but he won't read every letter he gets as leader of the opposition. He'd literally be reading letters non-stop.
Right, okay. So just to sum up, would he read my letter about fingers?
I don't want to overstate my influence, but I could probably make that happen, yes.
He's a powerful man.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Tom. It's been a wonderful pleasure.
Thank you for having me, and keep going with this show. It's great.
Thank you. You will come back, we hope.
I'd be thrilled.
Great. Say thank you, Isabel.
No.
Thank you, Simon. You're the best one.
Oh, man, Simon. I was completely Toblerone last night. Whew.
So, article or farcical then?
Yeah.
We all know how to play this by now, so should we just get on with it?
Yeah. One of these is not a genuine article. It's a farcical. Try and guess which one. All the others appeared in this Sunday's Independent. So, let us begin. Batman to the rescue. Holy plastic building blocks.
As in Lego?
Ooh, well deduced, young one.
Oh, are you saying that Batman Lego has somehow dragged the toy industry into the red or the black, or whichever one's a good one? It would be black if he's the Dark Knight, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Black is good, red is bad.
Okay, so Batman Lego. Nice. Go on then.
A pair of dodgy pyjamas does not constitute an orgy.
Right, so what, they just fell open and somehow Max Mosley got a bruised bottom?
Do you want me to really explain what the article is behind that one?
Probably, because I'll probably just have to edit out that libelous comment.
Okay, which is basically a roundup of the Edinburgh Festival 2008.
Ah, right.
Eat the rich!
Eat the rich. Is this what we should do with the new credit crunch?
Nah, it's the new city boys we love to hate.
This is a new thing that city boys love to hate. God, no, you've never been in a London pub.
The new city boys we love to hate. Just use your ears. Stop getting so overexcited. It's just article or farcical. You know you're going to pick the wrong one. Just calm down, okay?
How many were you doing of these?
Four. This is the last one.
Okay.
The hunt for our missing blue bottles.
Have they gone missing?
Yep, they've gone the way of the bee.
Wow. Okay, Batman Lego.
Holy plastic building blocks.
Yeah, I like the idea of Batman Lego and I want some. Does that mean the Joker will be a little evil Lego man?
Yeah. No, they're already out. Literally, you can get a mini Mr. Freeze as well. I just want so much. I want them. In the old box sets, you used to be able to get the penguins, little lair, with little plastic evil Lego penguins.
Cool.
So evil, yet so small.
I'm going to reserve judgment on Batman Lego. I think you might be double bluffing me there. Dodgy pyjamas, something about the Edinburgh Festival, yeah, it's just finished, so yeah, that's an article.
Eat the rich!
I don't really understand what that's about.
It's basically exploring the fact that people are getting richer despite the credit crunch, and they're happy about it.
I know how you can actually make money during this bad financial time.
Prostitution?
No, just get a credit cruncher. And then you can crunch credit.
No, because the problem is that all the credit has been crunched and we're running out of credit. You need a thing to re-gel credit together.
Like reconstituted meat.
Yeah, you need a sausage maker.
But for credit.
Yes. That'll be on Wolves Street.
Dear God. That's an article as well. Hunt for blue bottles. Yeah, I think Batman Lego is the farcical this week.
Are you sure? Is that your final word?
Yes.
You don't want to change your mind?
No.
Are you sure?
I really want it to be an article, but I think that's the double bluff.
Okay. So where should I start from? Should I start from Eat the Rich?
No, go from Hunt for Blue Bottles upwards.
Okay. The hunt for our missing blue bottles is a farcical, you stupid man.
Oh, I actually lost already.
You've lost already. Oh. You wanted me to start from there? That was the one I started from. Oh. You're wrong. You're wrong, you're sad. Which does mean that Eat the Rich, genuine article, is on the cover of the new review, which is the Independent's loveliest, chunkiest supplement. A pair of dodgy pyjamas does not constitute an orgy. That's an article. And Batman to the Rescue, holy plastic building blocks. That is all about how Lego has been saved by Batman.
Wow.
If you want to support the Sunday supplement, either write us a review in iTunes. You can just tell your friends about it, or treat yourself to some Lego and send us pictures.
I also want to know if when our readers play along at home, if they ever win. I don't think they do.
I think you don't give them enough time, Simon, because you're snap decisions.
So I lost, which is quite unusual, I think.
No, it's not. You always lose. You're rubbish.
I think you've got that wrong. I think I always win.
Well, that's because you drink too much. You were completely desktoped last night. Oh, man. I got a really bad headache. I was totally supplemented last night. That's just doing a lot of vitamins, isn't it?
Yeah. Shall we get on with the award then?
Oh, I was awarded last night.
To be honest.
To a lucky winner. What?
I was lucky winnered last night. To be honest, I think it's a very clear winner this week. I know we haven't done a lot.
Dale Winton's last night. Ooh, I was Paul Daniels.
Oh, God. Ugh, I wouldn't want to be Paul Daniels.
Better than being Debbie McGee'd.
I think it's fairly obvious that there's one clear winner this week, even though we haven't really done too much of our supplements. I think this person was funny. What they were talking about was interesting.
That's me again.
Witty.
Not
insightful.
You, is it? That's me, that's me.
Original.
Well, yeah, it's me.
Well-mannered.
Oh.
So yeah, I think Tom Greaves won this week.
Oh, what? But he didn't even have a Sunday paper!
Well, that just goes to how badly we did, doesn't it?
Well, No, it's how badly you did and how much you don't like defeat. That's all that is about. I can't believe you're going to make Tom Greaves win. Oh, he's going to be so smug and his little Tory little like face is going to go like, oh, yes, the right wingers really are nice to pick.
Does he live in a castle?
He does live in a castle, of course he does, on a hill.
I thought he did.
Surrounded by a moat full of the tears of children.
So yeah, the paper you should have bought last Sunday was Tom Greaves' Saturday Guardian.
Yeah, which he wouldn't have lent you.
So there we go. That's Sunday Supplement this week. If you want to actually be one of our midweek correspondents, get in touch.
Yeah, apologies to the people who've been asking me advice. We'll do letters next week. But if you want me to solve all your problems, I'm Agony Izzy, which is just me in general. You write to sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Yeah, you can leave comments in various places on our Facebook group wall, on our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can leave a review on iTunes if you so desire. Actually, just write it in chalk on various buildings.
Take a photo of that and send it in with your evil Lego men.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Do that.
You and your evil Lego men and thumbs up. And if it's ever so good, we might even put a picture on the website.
Now, if it's really good, we'll actually show it on air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get your head around that one. Right, so yeah, once again, thank you to Tom. He was great this week. Thank you to Izzy, who was also very good this week.
Shut up.
So you're supposed to say thank you to me. Have you not learned anything about praise?
No. I'm going to praise you like I should. Now go away. Hello? Are you leaving it to me to end? Oh, he went away. Well, it's just because he's an alcoholic and he's gone to look for, like, vodka so he can get totally kettled tonight. Keep listening. We'll be back next week. Goodbye.
Our theme tune is Got Cut.